Hi there, listeners. Welcome to episode 83 of Never on the Back Foot podcast. This is me, Neha Shetty, and I'm so glad to have you all listening in. This episode is all about the victorious campaign of our under-19 boys in the recently concluded ICC Under-19 Men's World Cup. Let's recap India's journey so far. India has had to overcome so many hurdles to become the first team in the Under-19 Men's Cricket World Cup history to lay their hands on the trophy 5 times. We look back at the journey in West Indies this time. Having won the Under-8 trophy in 2000, 2008, 2012 and 2018, India continued their recent domination at the 2022 Under-19 World Cup as well, beating England by 4 wickets in the final. India came into the tournament with good momentum on their side. They won the Under-19 Asia Cup in December 2021 and carried it all the way to the final of the World Cup. It wasn't an easy ride to glory for the Indian team. At one point in the tournament, they had a tough time picking a playing 11 after several players tested positive for COVID-19. The setback, however, seemed to spur them on as they finished the tournament unbeaten. Let's now have a look at India's journey to the finals. First match, group stage game versus South Africa, India won by 45 runs. India was tested in their very first encounter in the tournament against South Africa. The Protea got some early breakthroughs and India was off to a very shaky start. But a good innings of 82 from Yash Dhul, the skipper, and vital contributions from the middle order and lower order ensured that India could post a competitive total of 232. During the chase, Deval Brevis threatened to take the match away from India, but the young bowlers showed great heart and managed to bowl out the South African batting for 187. Left-arm orthodox spinner Vicky Otswal also registered a 5-wicket haul, while seamer Raj Bawa picked up 4 wickets. Second match, group stage game versus Ireland, India won by 174 runs. Ahead of their clash against Ireland, several players of the Indian contingent, including captain Yash Dhul and vice-captain Sheikh Rashid, tested positive for COVID-19, leaving a bare-bones squad to choose from. India, however, showed how much depth they had to offer as other players stepped in and delivered such impactful performances. India posted a massive score of 307 for 5, thanks to a vital contribution from all the top 5 after Angrej Raghuvanshi and Harnoor Singh led the way with a crucial 164-run opening stand. In response, Ireland was bundled out for just 133 in what was yet another dominating bowling performance. Third match, group stage game versus Uganda, we won by 326 runs. India's domination in the tournament continued with a massive 326-run win over Uganda in their final group stage game. Raghuvanshi and Raj Bawa scored a century each, with the latter top scoring with 162 not out of just 108 balls. India then posted 405 for 5, which was their second highest total in the Under-19 Cricket World Cup history. Stand-in captain Nishant Sindhu was lethal with the ball in hand. He returned with a 4-4 as Uganda were bundled out for a paltry 79. The 326-run win was the second highest run margin in the history of the Under-19 World Cup. The fourth match was the Super League quarter-final versus Bangladesh. India won by 5 wickets. The Indian Colts came up with equally strong performances in the knockout stages, starting with this crucial quarter-final against Bangladesh. Ravi Kumar ran through the top order with 3 wickets in the power play before the spinners wrapped up Bangladesh's innings for a paltry 111. India stuttered in the middle of their chase, but Yash Dhul, returning to the playing 11 after recovering from COVID-19, batted through to take India to the semi-finals with 5 wickets in hand. The fifth match was the Super League semi-final versus Australia. India won by 96 runs. India was in trouble at 37 for 2, batting first before Yash Dhul and Sheikh Rashid pulled off a rescue act with a crucial 204-run partnership. The captain got to his 100, but the vice-captain was unfortunate to be run out at the non-striker's end, just 6 runs short of a century. Cameos from the lower order also ensured that India could post 290 for 5. Ravi Kumar once again struck early, but Australia recovered through Campbell Kellaway and Corey Miller. However, the wicket of Miller opened the floodgates as Australia went from a comfortable 71 for 1 to 125 for 7. Jack Sinfield and Tom Whitney delayed the inevitable with a 42-run stand, but Australia were eventually skittled out for 194. With that 96-run win, India made it to their fourth successive Under-19 World Cup final. The sixth match, final versus England. India won by 4 wickets. Asked to bowl first in the final, India landed the opening blow through their pacers, reducing England to 91 for 7. Ravi Kumar and Raj Bawa ran riot with the ball before James Roo and James Sales led England's recovery with an imperative 93-run stand. The pacers returned to clean up the rest of the batting lineup for 189. Chasing 190, India did falter early, losing the opener Raghuvanshi for a duck in the first over. Harnoor Singh and Sheikh Rashid consolidated their 49-run stand. Rashid got to his half century but soon lost his wicket, and Yash Dhul followed shortly after. Nishant Sindhu and Raj Bawa then got together to bail India out of trouble by adding 67 runs for the fifth wicket. Though there were some jitters towards the end, Dinesh Banna finished things in style with 2 consecutive sixes to seal the match and take India to their fifth Under-19 World Cup title. Let's quickly focus on the top performers for India this World Cup. Opener Angrish Raghuvanshi was the highest run scorer for India this tournament with 278 runs and an excellent average of 46.33. This includes a best of 144 that came against Uganda in the group stage. Left-arm orthodox spinner Vicky Otswal was the second highest wicket taker for India with 12 wickets to his name at a staggering average of 13.33. Otswal registered his best figures of 5 for 28 against South Africa in the very first match of this competition. That was a very crucial spell for India. All-rounder Raj Bawa was the standout performer for India in this tournament. He amassed 252 runs in the tournament, which was the second highest for India. That included that record-breaking 162 not out against Uganda and picked up 9 wickets at an average of 16.66. He was deservingly awarded player of the match in the final for his 5-wicket haul and an important knock of 35 from 54 that took India to victory. With this, we draw curtains on the episode that served as a review of India's brilliant and glorious Under-19 World Cup. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode and for your unstinted support throughout. Please follow and press the bell icon on Spotify and subscribe to the podcast on Google Podcasts for the latest episode updates, and please stay tuned. Do check out @NeverOnTheBackFoot on Instagram and @NeverOnTheBackOne on Twitter for the latest facts, trivia, quizzes, terminology, fresh tweet, retweets and a lot more that's coming up this cricket season just for you. The podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Overcast and a lot of other platforms. So please do spread the word. Also, feel free to share your thoughts and suggestions for the already published episodes and recommendations for future topics. Do share this episode widely and your support is really appreciated. See you next time, listeners. Cheers, stay safe and take care. Bye for now.